This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Wednesday. I will finally get to some emails, I swear, this hour. I do have to address what I was teasing before, but I never got to it. But the commies and their reaction to last night. We're going to talk a little bit more about fraud. We have all kinds of stuff we have to get to in the final hour. I want you to know that communists know they're lying when they say this stuff. This is all done on purpose. But Senator Mark Kelly, he said this.
Hey, I just walked out of the State of the Union. That was some crazy speech. An hour and 45, 50 minutes of just grievance. Donald Trump used most of that time, most of it, to try to further divide us as a nation. He was angry.
He's trying to divide us. Jake Tapper, CNN, he said this.
What did you think of the president calling Democrats crazy? What did you think? I mean, like, obviously, that's his DNA, et cetera. Exactly. But, you know, what is it? A third of the country is Democrats? That doesn't mean they necessarily identify with the Democratic Party or members of Congress. But
I think if this was 10 years ago, 9 years ago,
he's calling him crazy. I thought it was meant to divide us. What the communist always seeks, and the reason he does this stuff, because, you know, Mark Kelly says he's trying to divide us, you immediately start screaming about Joe Biden and calling us all white supremacists and a threat. You point out the hypocrisy of it. But what they're always doing, always, they're always justifying the violence and things they do. And they are masterful at being victims, playing the victim whenever they get caught doing something terrible. Masterful at it. It is something they've written books about it. You can go read communist teachings about it, how they will do something monstrous and evil and terrible, and then they'll go too far, because they always do. They can't control themselves. And the second they do, they throw themselves on the ground and say, why are you hurting me? Why are you being evil? How could he possibly divide us? Know that it is a technique. Obama always did it. Obama always did it. So nakedly political, nakedly left-wing. And he would go out there and push for the most crazy left-wing thing you could possibly imagine. And then he would stand up with a straight face and say, "These guys, why are you making this political? This is, you're causing so much division. Why aren't you just signing on for every partisan thing I just said? Quit being divisive." They do it on purpose. I want you to understand they do it on purpose. They lie and then accuse you of lying. Here's our favorite congressman, Sri Tanadar.
Just in a few hours, Donald Trump is going to go to the U.S. Congress and talk about State of the Union. He will tell a whole bunch of lies because he has failed to take care of the prices. Prices have continuously go up, making it harder for average American. Life is tough. Rents are going up. Grocery prices are going up. Trump will tell you all is well. Don't believe him.
And he continued.
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place. Kill my people.
Terrible stuff. Hey, Jesse. I recently overheard it said, Well, there are lots of Chinese Olympians, so life in China can't be too bad. Their families must be pretty wealthy. Good grief. After my trying to explain concerning Jimmy Lai, the Uyghurs, the Chinese social structures, etc., I realized I was getting nowhere. If possible, could you share your knowledge concerning all this? Thank you. God bless you, your lovely family, and everyone on your radio program. All right. Here's the truth. China has a lot of people, as you know. Lots and lots and lots of people. And it is a communist system. And in a communist system, I say communist, it's quasi-communist. They tried to incorporate some capitalism, so they didn't starve 50 million people again. But it's a communist system. In communist systems, they do this on purpose. They make life fairly palatable, even comfortable for party members. If you're not a party member, you are screwed. In China, here's how it works a lot. Not at all the time, but it works this way a lot. Rural Chinese people. So much of China is rural. When we think about China, it's very common to think about Shanghai or Beijing or something like that. Some big mega Chinese city. Very common. But China is a very, very large, physically large, very rural country. The rural Chinese are extremely poor, extremely poor. Combine that with this. There are so many Chinese people who work in factories. It is a factory country. You know, we lament correctly the loss of American manufacturing. Well, it went to China. I mean, so much of it went to China. It is a business model for China. They want to make everything. They want to make the things the rest of the world buys. Well, people have to do that. So there is, you can't even imagine how many of them there are. It would blow you away. Factory workers in China, legions of them, millions and millions and millions of them in urban factories. But you don't really have rights there. And these people are not Communist Party members. The working conditions are a nightmare from hell. A nightmare from hell. You've heard, obviously, you know about human trafficking. And when most people think about human trafficking, that they generally think about it coming from somewhere in Latin America, Mexico, something like that. And you think about children and women being trafficked and that kind of a thing. Modern day slave labor, very common. But people don't understand how many people come from China. Why? It's a very modern country. Probably the second most powerful country on the planet. Huge GDP. Why are these people? And they cross the oceans in some of the worst conditions you can imagine. They stuff them into cargo ships like sardines. It's really, really, really bad. Why? You come over here and now you're making egg rolls. Why? Because their lives over there are not great. Not at all. But back to your question. For the ruling elite, they live great lives. The problem with it is it doesn't get spread around. That's purely for the ruling elite, for the billionaires, the generals, the people who are high up in the Communist Party. Oh, they've got their mansions and their Lamborghinis and all these other things. But it's the quantity of people in China who live in such terrible, terrible poverty. It is an extremely poor country. And remember, China, it actually saddens me a great deal because China has an amazing history. All the different dynasties and the Mongol conquests. And it's just so old. It's insanely old. And it was kind of always modern for its time, a very modern place, modern healthcare, modern infrastructure, whatever form modern meant, you know, 2,000 years ago. It was always a very, very modern place. China would be a fascinating place to go just trek across. I actually probably wouldn't want to walk, to go drive across, to go visit, to go pick at the history and stuff like that. Now, I can't ever do that because the Chinese government wants me dead, and nobody in my family can, because I had to break it to my sons, especially my oldest son. He's big on Asia. He loves Asian food, so he's never been to Asia, right? But he wants to go. But he wants to go to China. He wants to see it. You know, he wants to see the Great Wall. He wants to see the history. And I had to break it to him. I don't think you can do that, bud. Sorry. You might go over there and disappear. They're still upset with your dad about the whole sitting on a throne of Chinese skulls thing. Their state media took that a little bit personally, and they're upset with me to this day. So, Japan's fine. You know, I would highly recommend Japan. Chris, buddy, I don't think you can go either, man. You don't think they know who you are? I know you've never shown your face. These people have hacked into everything you have. They're Chinese, Chris. Trust me, they've hacked into all of it. Yeah, you'll blend in, Chris. I'll have to train you. I'll train you to infiltrate China. All right, quit. We'll talk about Canada slaughtering people and do some more emails. I want to talk about fraud really quickly first. Before we do that, speaking of fraud, aren't there so many wonderful-sounding charities out there? They all sound good, right? The Sick Puppies Foundation sounds great. And you look at their website and, man, look at these sick puppies they're saving. So inspiring. But you know, that's why they have so many different charity rating sites. I have lived in the nonprofit world. I worked in there for a year. I was mortified by what I saw. You need to look up any good cause you're thinking about donating to. I don't care how good the cause sounds. Go look up their charity rating. I want you to go look up Tunnel to Towers' charity rating. You know, as our focus is on Gold Star families and fallen first responder families, we want to help them, understandably. There are a lot of organizations out there that act like they do. Tunnel to Towers does. $11 a month is all they've ever asked for to take care of widows and orphans. Don't take my word for it. Go look them up first. Then you'll give. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So Cam Higby does a bunch of good reporting, and he has this one. Listen to this. California government paying protesters over $100 million. He writes, I've discovered that the state of California is using taxpayer funds to subsidize nonprofit organizations whose core function is to organize protests. He goes on to list a lot of these things. Now, let's play again what Trump said last night about what he's sending J.D. Vance on.
In actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President, J.D. Vance. We'll get it done. And if we're able to find enough of that fraud, we will actually have a balanced budget overnight. It'll go very quickly. That's the kind of money you're talking about. We'll balance our budget.
There is a staggering amount of fraud in this country that you and I don't even know about yet. As they start to peel back the layers of this onion, it's going to be difficult to take. I'm telling you right now, because as I've already explained, the more I learn, it's almost disheartening at how bad it is, at how many years Democrats have spent building fraud networks designed to steal your money, to fund their habits, to fund their party activities, to fund everything. They exist on stealing taxpayer money. And it's going to be hard to take, but it's so necessary because he's right about what he says right here at the very beginning of it. This was not an overstatement.
In actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation.
It is. When you find out that the government has been stealing from you, it can tear a country apart. It's a big deal to stop it. What are we going to do? We just got to come together and sing.
Hold us. No pueden encarcelarnos a todas. No pueden encarcelarnos a todas. No pueden
encarcelarnos a todas. Sorry. It's that cigar. I think I inhaled it too many times, Chris. It's not feeling good right now. Jesse, please address the Minnesota State Legislature moving forward with warrantless firearm confiscation. The communists are getting bolder. Here's a headline for you. Canada is killing people in assisted suicide the same day they request it. Same day. You walk in and say, I want to kill myself. Canada says, sounds good. Hop up on the table. We got you covered here. Now, what's that have to do with Minnesota? We've discussed many times before that communists are evil. They're not bad. They are evil. It is of the devil. And you can tell this because there is no value to an individual human life. All humans are just cogs in the wheel, tools to be used for the revolution. And that's really the main reason why communists kill people so often, why they kill people in droves to a communist, no matter what the problem is. Maybe you're doing race communism. Well, let's just kill all the white people. Maybe you're doing climate communism. Well, let's just kill everyone. Maybe you're doesn't matter what it is. A communist always believes to his core that he can kill his way out of a problem. He does not value human life the same way you do not value the life of an ant. And so if you have any difficulty at all with ants, just kill them. What is the problem? Do you have too many ants? Kill them. And there's no number of ants you could kill that would make you feel bad. Because ants, the life of an individual ant, holds no value to you, understandably. I actually think ants are really cool, but even still, it holds no value to me either, individually. So I could kill an ant tonight. I could kill a million ants tonight, and it would mean nothing to me because their lives do not have value. They will help you kill yourself because they don't believe your life has value. They want to take away your guns so they can kill you because they don't believe your life has value. The only value you have is the value you bring to the revolution. And if you are, well, you, if you're an anti-communist, if you actively oppose the revolution, well, just kill them. They've always believed in violence. That's why violence follows them around. That's why they assassinate people, assault people. That's why they'll work very hard to expose your address. It's first chance they get. That they love it. They just, for them, because the life doesn't have value, well, if he gets in your way, kill him. Just like an ant. It's really sick. It's really sad. And it's really sick. But it's the way these people are. I mean, you can keep pointing to them like, hey, these illegals, they keep raping and murdering people, and it doesn't sway them. Why do you think it is? They don't care about rape and murder. It doesn't move them the way it moves you. Nothing. Just doesn't. It's also why you can't pay them for it. You can't give them your money. I'm talking about the ones in corporate America. You cannot give them your money. You should not be paying Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. These companies have declared war on our culture. By the way, when's the last time you got a hold of somebody at your cell phone carrier? How'd that conversation go on the phone? Hello, this is Abu. Lovely, wasn't it? Trying to work through his broken English. And of course, he always says his name is Steve or something like that, which is a friggin' lie. Oh, don't lie. You're in Pakistan. Everybody friggin' knows it. But when you get a hold of someone at Pure Talk, they sound like you or me because they hire Americans. Americans right here at home. That's how patriotic Pure Talk is. Led by a Vietnam veteran, Pure Talk is the patriotic mobile company. I adore them. Absolutely adore them. And they'll save you a fortune. If you're worried about it being a pain, you keep your phone if you want, or keep your number, or if you're in the market for a new one, they have those too. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It saves you a fortune. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just such a great freaking moment last night. I'm playing the whole thing again just because I can. It just, I thought it was so inspiring.
Hold us. No wedding in cars at Larno's.
What, Chris? I thought you wanted me to... No, stop. That's not the thing I found inspiring. It was this.
Many truly extraordinary American patriots, but... there is one last living legend to honor before we go. He is one more heroic American aviator, Navy fighter pilot. Royce Williams served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, flying more than 220 missions. In the skies over Korea in 1952, Royce was in the dogfight of a lifetime, legendary dogfight, flying through blizzard conditions. His squadron was ambushed by 7 Soviet fighter planes. It was his first aerial combat of the war, and despite being massively outnumbered and outgunned, Royce led the takedown of 4 enemy jets and almost destroyed the others. Vanquished.
Friggin' wonderful. America loved it.
Among speech watchers tonight, 64% say his policies will move the U.S. in the right direction. And look at the growth President Trump made over the speech. So pre-speech, it was 54% of speech watchers said his policies will move the U.S. in the right direction. After the speech, that number goes up 10 percentage points. So Donald Trump made some progress.
Honored heroes. America loved it. Here's how Democrats responded.
I was there, and it was as horrific as I thought it would be.
Did you leave early?
Absolutely.
It was like an award show. You get a medal.
That's going to land well, guys. Keep that up. Hey, Jesse, Elon Musk wants to build a colony on Mars. I agree with you. What the heck for? I guess as long as it's his money, more power to him. Well, you know, we had this talk a long time ago about Donald Trump, but it definitely applies to Elon Musk and these people that... we can attempt to understand, but I'll tell you right now, I'm never going to fully understand it. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but here's why I won't fully understand it. Let me talk about me for a moment. I am an ambitious person, so when it comes to something like the show, I want the show to be huge. We're blown away by how big the show is. I want the show to be number one, the biggest show in America, and all those other things, but... it doesn't keep me up at night. I feel insanely blessed that it's as big as it is and that we could sit and do this. And this, if this is all it ever is, that's okay. That'll be fine. I've got my family. I'm a happy man. But there are these people who they think in terms that are so much bigger than normal people, like maybe you or me. Elon Musk is already the wealthiest guy in the world. Already makes all these kinds of products that people love. You know, I don't have a Tesla car or anything like that. You know what I bought? Because my buddy told me it was awesome. I bought some kind of Tesla battery pack for my phone. It magnetizes to the back of my phone and charges my phone. It's like the perfect size. It's amazing. So he just makes all these products that people love, richest guy in the world, he has it all, right? But a guy like that, he doesn't think like that. For him, what does it even mean? He thinks, I was about to say globally, he thinks bigger than globally. He wants to do things that human beings have never done before. We talked about Alexander the Great that way, about this guy, so insanely talented, but so insanely ambitious, where he just never stopped. He took a gigantic, amazing army on a campaign and destroyed the Persian Empire, the Achaemenid Persian Empire, the wealthiest, largest empire on the planet at the time. And he just kept going. Well, I guess we got to go conquer something else. We talked about that way with Donald Trump. The conversation when we were having it before was about Greenland and things like that. And normal people like me, like you, can look at that kind of stuff and not really totally get it. Why are we trying to get Greenland? This is dumb. Who even cares? What? Donald Trump is a billionaire with his name on properties all over the globe. He now is on his second term as most powerful man on the planet. How much time have you spent as the most powerful man on planet Earth? I haven't spent any, and I would venture to guess you haven't either. He's on his second term as most powerful man on the planet. And a guy like that wants more. He wants his face on Mount Rushmore. He does. He wants statues. He wants Greenland. And you know what? I'm grateful for men like that. For all of the Elon Musks, the Alexander the Greats, that even if they end up turning out to be terrible people, and oftentimes they are terrible people. There's no question about it. Just bonkers type people. I'm not calling any of those people terrible, but oftentimes those kinds of people are, because they're just kind of built differently. But they also move humanity forward. They're the type of people, their unbridled ambition, if I have to put it that way, it moves all of humanity forward. If Elon Musk never gets to Mars, never conquers Mars, and he may not, you know, hey, what is life, right? He might die tonight of a heart attack, God forbid, but he might. If he never gets to Mars, his insane, relentless ambition to get there prompted the creation of all sorts of technology that moves humanity forward. Just the basic internet access and things like that, that he can now pretty much airdrop into any part of the world. There are planes now that carry Starlink on them. It's just already, if he dies tonight, that endless ambition moved all of our lives forward a little bit. Those are the types of guys who keep the world going. Jesse, love the show. Need all the help I can get to maintain sanity deep in the caverns of Marxachusetts. Please send me the little red book on Mao. Okay, stop real quick. If you want my little red book with all the little, you know, teachings on communism and Republicans and Democrats and all kinds of stuff in there, I'm not going to send it to you. JesseKelly.com is where you go. You go put in your email address. They will send it to you. You cannot email me and get it. I don't even have it. You can't email Chris and get it. You can't message me on some social media app if you're able to do that. The only way you're ever going to get your hands on the little red book, and it's totally free, is JesseKelly.com. Go put in your email address, and I'm pretty sure it's automatic. They will automatically send it out to you. I don't have it. Chris doesn't have it. Asking me to email to you will not get you the book. JesseKelly.com will get you the book, and as apparently thousands and thousands have discovered, I can't believe how popular that thing got, it is not a gimmick. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Totally free. Put in your email address. We email it out. It's just one of those things I wanted to give out. All right? One more segment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, a hump day. The week is almost over, and I feel like singing.
Hold us. In us all, no pueden encarcelarnos a todas. In us all, no pueden encarcelarnos a todas.
That was, of course, from the Democrat counter State of the Union. They had a lot of really great people get up and talk. They had this guy. He was invited to speak.
I'm fresh out of an ICE prison in Minneapolis. I've been arrested 3 times by ICE over absurdity, over us being ourselves, over me singing songs like, "Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, get rid of brown people for me. I'm Aryan white. There ain't no place I'm going to." And then all of a sudden, these not ready for primetime player ICE agents with 2 weeks of training come after me. I got arrested in Portland.
Democrats are doing great. They're really doing great. Also, I can't say for sure, because I don't know her. I would text her if I knew her, but I do think there's a chance that Joy Ann Reid thinks that Al Green, the congressman from Houston, is the same Al Green who sings this song.
Al Green, if you can hear me, I'm... So in, come on, hear it, keep it going. Whatever you,
Bill Gates admits affairs, but denies involvement in Epstein's crimes. Bill Gates really just kind of has to own it at this point in time. Now he's coming out and, well, let's see what he said here. I did have affairs. One with a Russian bridge player who met me at bridge events, and one with a Russian nuclear physicist who I met through business activities. Bill, buddy, we get it. All right, we get it. You don't have to keep doing this thing, right? She's already gone. She already divorced you. She took half your money. Now she spends it all on communist causes. At least you have that. At least you can still fund communism through her. But Bill, buddy, a bridge player. No, no one's buying that, Bill. All right. Nobody's buying that at all. All right. I realize it's a little embarrassing. It's not the kind of thing you want printed on your gravestone. Totally get it. But Bill, come on. FBI serving search warrants at Los Angeles School District headquarters in the superintendent's home. I wonder what they're going to find.
In actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation. And we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although... started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President J.D. Vance. We'll get it.
Uh-oh. Hey, Oracle, I have a simple philosophical question. Does communism corrupt people, or are corrupt people naturally drawn to communism? I think, like all things, it's probably a bit of both. Now, communism is unbelievably attractive to people with a certain set of characteristics, but those are things, honestly, that mostly are learned. If you are a very bitter person for any reason, honestly, for any reason, you know, we all get angry from time to time. We have legitimate reasons to be angry, but I'm talking about bitterness. You walk around with some sort of an axe to grind at who knows what, Your ex-husband or white people or black people or Muslims or Jews or Christians or whatever. Some kind of bitterness eats away at you. You are a prime mark for communists. If you are violent, know, you were probably raised violently. If you are a violent person, someone who commits crimes, you will undoubtedly be drawn to communism because you know they're on your side and they're going to try to keep you out of trouble so you can go rape and murder all the people you want and they'll let you out of prison. That's why they do it. That's why they do it for all their pets. This bitterness, violence, these kinds of things. Envy might be the biggest one. If you're an envious person, it's really, really, really bad. You have the necessary ingredient to end up as a communist. And I mean envious about anything. Oh, I wish I drove the kind of car he drove. I wish I was pretty like she is. I wish I had this and I should have that. I deserve that. He has it. She has it. And I actually deserve that. You're in trouble. You're in very trouble. If they identify it, they're going to recruit you and they're going to be very, very successful at recruiting you. They just are. And another one you might not think of. If you are a very, very nice person, if you are nice, you want to be nice, you strive to be nice. I'm nice. I'm nice. I'm not telling you to be mean. You don't want to be like me. But if you are a nice person, they will find a way to manipulate that and twist that around for their cause. They're very successful at it. That's why they eat young women alive all the time.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Colorado bill would take kids away from parents who refuse to trans them. Remember when we talked earlier about how there's just nothing holding them back now? Nothing. They'll do worse. Moderate Abigail Spanberger endorses anti-ICE school walkouts in otherwise dull State of the Union rebuttal. This is what all Democrats will do now in these purple states. They'll run as moderates, and the second they get power, they will govern like Mao. Childhood literacy in the U.S. is so bad that nationwide pediatric hospital chain has started screening for it. I just am floored that we've degenerated to the point where a large percentage of children can't even read. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.